Governor Josh Shapiro wants Pennsylvania to spend $1.6 billion more dollars on its programs and services next year. WHYY's Sam Dunklaw and Aubrey Juhas dig into some of the key issues hiding in that number.
There's a phrase that connects all this new money: common sense. Shapiro used it a lot in his budget address when pointing out how his ideas could help Pennsylvanians.
We have the opportunity to pass a common sense budget. Let's get this done for them. It's what they deserve, and it's common sense. Come to the table. Put aside the gimmicks and the partisan litmus tests and deliver common sense solutions to the very real problems that we are facing every day.
A big reason he said all that is because he has to. For the first time in a decade, Pennsylvania's legislature is split between the parties. Democrats control the House while Republicans hold the Senate, which means both chambers will have to agree on what the final spending plan should look like. It's a challenge Shapiro says he's up for, convinced he can sell things like public safety, mental health, and education increases to any lawmaker.
The people of Pennsylvania deserve it, and I look forward to doing that work with all of you.
Dozens of efforts would benefit from Shapiro's roughly $44 billion spending plan, many of them at the local level. Take the $25 million the governor wants to give in tax breaks to nudge more people into what he calls critical industries.
Nurses, cops, teachers, we all know how vital they are for our communities. We don't have enough. And if we don't act now, the trend lines show greater shortfalls.
Counties have begged the state to help them fill thousands of those jobs that remain open. They've also asked for help funding community mental health programs, local health departments, and 911 call centers. Shapiro wants to earmark tens of millions of dollars for all of that because he knows there'll be tough things to vote against.
Every one of you represents a county, and every one of those counties relies on a 911 system. So let's come together on this. It's common sense.
And it doesn't stop there. Shapiro says state lawmakers should send tens of millions of more to Black and Latino businesses, volunteer fire departments, and seniors who need help paying their housing costs.
Ultimately, though, it's schools that stand to get the biggest share of new money. Shapiro's proposed budget includes free breakfast for every student and $100 million in grant funding for school-based mental health services. It also has an increase of more than $66 million for childcare and promises to overhaul the state system of higher education to better serve students. And then there's the main event, his response to a recent Commonwealth Court ruling that found the state's funding of K-12 schools to be unconstitutional.
This budget is the first step, and today we are making a significant down payment.
The down payment includes a nearly 8% increase for both basic and special education funding, and another $100 million to repair and improve school buildings. But what caught the attention of funding advocates is what's missing. Shapiro's plan does not include additional funding for the state's poorest districts, a measure twice implemented under the previous administration.
It's disappointing that this was the first step.
Donna Cooper with Children First was a top aide to former Governor Ed Rendell. She says given the size of the state's surplus and the recent court ruling, Shapiro's budget plays it much too safe.
They could have gone bigger, and they should have gone bigger.
Now her hope is with the legislature. She says while it's unusual for the House and Senate to ask for more money than the governor, it's not impossible.
So far, some state lawmakers actually want to spend less than Shapiro. Republican Senate President Kim Ward says while she agrees the state should spend more on things like childcare, she's hesitant.
That is very important to families. Again, we just have to find the funding to pay for these.
Even though budget experts expect the state to have $12 billion in extra cash by this summer, for years, Republicans have said surpluses should be saved in case of a recession. Democrats are celebrating Shapiro's ideas, but even some of them want to see more spending on things like the environment. That aside, House Speaker Joanna McClinton says she and others are ready to roll up their sleeves.
We are all in this together, and we're going to work with Governor Shapiro to get the job done.
The job must be done by July, so expect plenty of haggling between now and then. I'm Sam Dunklaw in Harrisburg.
And I'm Aubrey Juhas in Philadelphia.